Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for this beautiful, glorious day that you have made. I am so grateful that you are our Lord and our God and our King. And I'm grateful for this owner's manual, the book we call the Word of God, the book that means exactly what it says. We shall have what it says, whether good or bad. It all depends on our obedience. Lord, I want to thank you for this book. Thank you for showing us the mighty truth of this book. Now, you bless the word today as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about what we should be like. And Christ is our example and what we're supposed to be like as Christians. I was raised up in a traditional denominational church that really didn't teach me who I was in Christ and didn't teach me that this book was an owner's manual and that it really meant what it said. And as long as I obeyed this book, I would be blessed. And when I disobeyed this book, I would be cursed. And, of course, anytime you disobey, the curse comes upon you because God pronounces the curse, but the demons, Satan and his host of demons, are the one that bring the curse upon you. No evil comes from God, only good, but Satan and his host of demons, only evil comes from them. So if you do anything wrong, you sin, you break God's rules, you get a demon. They're the law enforcing agency of the spiritual world. And they come in to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now they can't technically come in without God's approval. If they could come in and just wipe you out without just cause or due process of law, that's what Satan and his host would do. He would take you out because he hates people. But he's limited to those that he gains legal access through by sin. So when we sin, that beast comes and attacks us, and he brings sickness and disease and all kinds of things. I've just seen these things happen now by the thousands. So we realize that it's absolutely not a coincidence. If you're sick, you've been sinning somehow, some way. If your children are sick, there's some kind of sin somewhere either in your life or your parents' life or your grandparents' life or somewhere along the line that's brought a curse upon you. And since I've learned these things, I've taught these to thousands of people, and many, many of those people have repented, changed from their wicked ways, and got healed, even people on their deathbeds with terminal diseases. So praise the King. It's wonderful to know these things. But anyway, today I'm going to start. I'll talk a little bit about the example that Jesus left for us and where we're supposed to live. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 20, it says, "For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." In other words, what he's trying to say, if you're driving down a road at 90 miles an hour, you're sinning or you're transgressing the law of the land, and a police officer stops you and you get rough with him and fuss with him, cuss him out or whatever, that's not exactly what you're supposed to be doing because you were guilty. You broke the law. That police officer had every legal right in the book to stop you because you were breaking the laws of the land. But if you're on a 70-mile-an-hour road and you're driving 60 and they call you over to the side and begin to torment you and persecute you and all those kind of things. And if there was ever a time when you'd have the legal right to come back against them, but if you just take that patiently and be obedient and not scream back or just take it patiently, the Lord says this is good before him, because if you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. You shouldn't retaliate. And especially when you're wrong. But some people really retaliate every time. But he tells us what we're supposed to do. This is the beginning of what I'm going to talk about here, about the example that we are supposed to be as Christians. Because in verse 21 of 1 Peter 2, it says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps." Well, a lot of people don't believe they can even begin to follow in the steps of Christ. But if you cannot, and it is not an obtainable goal, then God is a liar. And we all know the answer to that. God cannot lie. So, he says, hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. And, verse 22, this is the example, who did no sin. No sin. Now, if Jesus did no sin, and that's the example that you and I are supposed to follow, how much sin are we supposed to commit every day? None. We're supposed to walk holy, and this should be our goal, that we have no sin in our life. We should walk pure and holy before God. And when you strive to do that, then you will be making the King happy, and he will do great and mighty things for you. When you pray, he will answer your prayers in a big way. Who did no sin, so the goal is for you and I to have no sin. Now then, if we do make a mistake, which it seems like all of us do sooner or later, but our goal is to have no sin, but when we do sin, he says he put 1 John 1:9 in there that says that when you sin, or if you sin, you have a Father that you can come to in the name of Jesus, and you can repent of your sins, and he will forgive you those sins and restore you to fellowship. So through the blood of Jesus, you can come to the throne room of grace and ask God to forgive you. But don't have to use that very often. Don't plan on ever having to use it again. You know, walk holy before God. As he said here, this is the example that he left that we should follow in his steps. And the example was, he, Jesus, did no sin. So are you, your example was no sin, so you are to strive for no sin. Then he says, neither was guile found in his mouth. In other words, no deceit. In other words, he didn't talk evil about people. Now let me tell you, that is a pretty good chore for anybody to do, to not talk evil about anybody. It's so easy to open your mouth and start talking evil about someone. So do everything you can to walk holy in obedience to God's word with no deceit or nothing, no guile in your mouth. And then it says, who, when he, Jesus, was reviled, he reviled not again. Now, it even goes so far to say when Jesus suffered, he didn't even threaten them back. In other words, most of us, we don't have to suffer very much, and we're ready to threaten somebody within an inch of their life or whatever. I've even done those crazy things, but I know better. So I am trying my best to walk holy before God because I know the requirement. As a son of God, I am to walk holy before God. And then the promises are so awesome that if I will keep his commandments and walk in love, he literally gives me a blank check. He says, you can ask me for anything, and I will do it for you. And he means exactly that. And with God, nothing's impossible in Luke 1:37. So you have a tremendously powerful blank check with God if you'll just be obedient to serve him and to do what he says. Then it says in verse 23, he but committed himself to him that judges righteously. In other words, whenever you were reviled, instead of returning that, reviling back, or he says, even when you suffer, do not threaten, but commit the person that did this to you to the judge of the universe, or God the Father, through Jesus Christ, and he knows everything, so he will judge righteously. And then he says, if you do all those things, he says, also then, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, if Jesus bore mine and your sins in his own body on the tree, then he says, we are dead to sins, and we should live unto righteousness. Now, if we're dead to sin and should live unto righteousness, then why do so many Christians, including myself, go around sinning? And some of them go around sinning all the time, all day long, every day. I'm not quite that bad, I don't think. I struggle every day to walk clean and pure and holy before God. I struggle to live my life clean and pure before God. Man, he says that I should do that, because Jesus bore my sins in his own body on the cross, that we are now dead to sins, and if we are dead to sin, we should live unto righteousness. So there should be nothing but righteousness coming out of us. We should be so holy before God that we have no guile, no deceit. We don't threaten people back, but we die to sin and we live unto righteousness. And then he says, by whose stripes you were healed. In other words, if you'll walk in obedience to God's word, if you will do that, he told us over in the Old Testament in several places that under the law, if we would be diligent and serve the Lord and do what he said, he would take all sickness away from us. All sickness and all disease would be removed from us, his children, and none of these evil, wicked diseases, plagues and pestilences and nothing else will come up on us if we know how to walk in faith. Now then, if you walk in faith and obedience, I'm telling you, you don't have to be sick. I learned that lesson well over 20 years ago, and praise the Lord, not had a sick day in over 20 years. But I used to have plenty of them, but I learned how to be the overcomer. Praise the Lord. But it requires you staying dead to sin and living unto righteousness. And then if you will do that, then by whose stripes, Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Now, when we see the requirements here of this set of verses, he said in verse 25, but you were as sheep going astray, but you are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. So if we are living there, we're walking holy before God, we can walk without sin. Now then, if your goal is to say, well, I'm just a sinner and I sin all day every day, if that's your goal, then that's exactly where you will walk. Jesus said in Matthew 8:13, as a man believes in his heart, so is he. So whatever you believe is what's going to come to pass. If you believe that you're going to be sick, then you're going to be sick. If you believe you're not going to be sick, then by faith in God's word, as soon as you prove that statement from the word of God, you can walk holy and clean and pure with no sickness and disease in your body. And that's lots of fun. That is wonderful to learn what God said in his word, to believe it and act on it and see wonderful things happen. Praise the Lord. Remember, don't sin. Walk holy before God. If you'd like more of these kind of teachings, we've got all kinds of audio and video teachings of our healing schools that we do and everything else. And we would send them to you free and postpaid. All you've got to do is call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll be happy to send you free and postpaid all these CDs, DVDs, everything. And also, if you would contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org.